Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Anthony Davis and LeBron are a question, no doubt. We're waiting to see what happens tonight, but we got an even bigger one that is coming up even sooner that we got to get answered. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwumike here with you. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. June Lee, our ESPN Major League Baseball reporter, going to join us in about 15 minutes. But, Janae, we've had so much going on. We got ping pong balls going tonight, so one part of the NBA gets to look forward, hopefully, at 8:30 Eastern to see what their future looks like. We're trying to figure what the future looks like right now for the Milwaukee Bucks, because a game one loss to Orlando was not what I had down here as I checked my Palm Pilot. Like, that is not what I had planned for this team right here, yet here we are.
And who's not playing? You mentioned them during the break.
It was
Aaron Gordon, right?
We have Aaron Gordon and Michael Carter-Williams are both out for for this game tonight between the Bucks and the Magic. That is Breaking Moves, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports. So, yes, good update there for sure.
Now, it's going to be really interesting because I don't think the Bucks will lose. I think the Bucks will win. I think they've heard all of their, you know, it sort of stinks when you're, I don't want to say a small market team, but because they're the top team in the East in a smaller market, but it sort of stinks that the only way you make news is literally your player has to win MVP or you lose in such a noteworthy fashion that now it's like, oh, are they as good as we thought they were? I think the Bucks will bounce back. It's clear. The talent is undeniable. The supporting cast has been consistent. But then again, it's the bubble where basketball seems to be different for the top teams. Giannis, he reflected a lot after that last game, saying, I need to be more aggressive. He started hearing the things that he tells himself every day in the workouts. I'm like, uh-oh, this man is, he could go for like 40. I really think that's what he's going to do. He understands that he has to be on at all times. Can they play some defense? Like,
well, that's
this is the number one defense in the NBA.
That's the surprising part to me. And we all thought defense would be the easiest thing to roll into the bubble with coming off that hiatus because it's so predicated. And you were talking about this before, Chiney, just your approach to it. Defense like rebounding can be so effort controlled at times, even with the communication you need now. But that was – Orlando was getting home at will in the second half in the first
Yeah,
half.
And that's what's surprising. It's not like it's a team that you sort of expect that's where their bread and butter is. You think about Houston, you're like, you have to guard the three-point line. You think about the Lakers, you need to protect the paint when they have so many bigs that are talented, especially on that pick and roll. But Orlando, it's sort of a question mark. But Nikola Vucevic, Vooch, put some respect on his name. Mm. This is a man that in the regular season I was watching. I remember I was in Houston watching the Magic play the Rockets. And I was like, that man went for like 25 and 18. And it was quiet. No one talks about it, but he is skilled. He will hit you with a lefty hook, but then he'll also hit you with a three. If he plays big and the rest of his teammates sort of play free and sort of loose, they can compete. But regardless, the Bucks have been hearing everything we're saying. They have to be motivated. They have to perform. Shooting is not so much a question mark for them. They have bigs that can shoot. They have guards that can shoot. They have guards like Bledsoe that can go one-on-one. You have Chris Middleton, who's blossomed into a first-time All-Star. Like, they have the pieces that are not necessarily relying on their talent, but more so the system and their star player. So I expect them to bounce back. If they don't, that's when it's like, ring the alarm, ring the alarm, ring the alarm.
What do we say about the games tonight for the Lakers, for the Bucks? They're not must-wins, they're just wins. Like, go out here and just win. So that everyone stops sounding the alarms like that. Janae and Golic Jr. is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. But it's amazing. Like, we look at last night and what we saw. The Boston Celtics, wearing out the 76ers that game. It looked like only one team really wanted to be on the court for that one. But we talked about them. We've talked about the Raptors in the East. Pert was on with us earlier talking about the Miami Heat. And we bring up all these teams as challengers, as threats, as teams clearly, you know, that played better than the Bucks in the early going here that don't have nearly the talent. Like, acting like, yes, Giannis is the star player on this team, and I understand Middleton, Bledsoe, they're not the best. You know, we're not talking about Anthony Davis and LeBron tandem here, or even a Porzingis and, the unicorn kind of Porzingis and Luka tandem. In all this, but it's not chopped liver. Like, relative to the East, they're by far the most talented team.
Can we take a break? I have to wave goodbye to my father. Goodbye,
oh,
father.
Oh, there we
this
go.
This is
when
you work from home.
We got to wave goodbye to Peter
right now.
Shout out
to Peter Ogwumike Jr., who's leaving me. He came to see the first show.
Holding it down.
And shout out to Olivia Ogwumike and my sisters that are all watching the show. Between our two families, our ratings have to be great.
Honestly.
We roll deep.
I hope that, I hope they've got meters. I don't know if that's possible or legal. I don't think it is. But if they don't, you know, at the very least, they're all subscribed to the podcast, and you
big
should
facts.
Do that too. Subscribe.
At least we got like 30 subscribers.
Exactly.
Between both of us. But back to basketball, you're right. When I was, you know, before the pandemic in around February, I went to the Celtics game. My first job actually covering the NBA, I worked with the Celtics.com, their digital team, and Mark D'Amico, Amanda Flugrad, and I had a blast. And so I was courtside. So, you know, once you work there for a while, like, Boston makes you one of their own. So it was cool. I go courtside, and also I played for the Connecticut Sun, and so they're our big brother franchise. Watching Jason Tatum in person, I was like, ooh, that boy different. Not even that man is different. His talent, he's so sure of himself. It's like you're not going to knock him off groove, especially physically, because he's built. His step back is like athletic. It's not one of those, like, you know, Luka step backs that's like jump back. It's not James Harden that's like off sides because he's a lefty. It's an athletic step back where it's like feet, distance. He has taken the next step to superstardom. Jaylen Brown has improved his defense. Gordon Hayward is out for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
But even this is a team that's built to withstand that type of play because their defense and their system is just strong. Kemba Walker, there was a question about his health. But these guys know who they are, and they're leaning into their strengths. And more importantly, they're letting Tatum sort of set the stage. They're letting him get the ball and feel like a dominant player. So the Celtics are the team I have my eye on. And also the Raptors as well, just because you can't sleep on Toronto at this point. Raptors always go Reptar.
Well, and I think that's the interesting one to me, Chinee, is which one of those teams we would have more confidence in right now. Because I think of what you just said there, the ascendance of Jason Tatum in all of this, creating that situation, because this is no disrespect to Kyle Lowry or anyone still wearing a Raptors uniform. Pascal Siakam here has been sensational and improving year after year. But when you've got that guy, I mean, without Jason Tatum, the Celtics are essentially the Raptors, right? Like, they're very similar teams in talking about the pedigree of the organization, quality coaching that you're getting with Brad Stevens and Nick Nurse in this, and the continuity there. We know Boston's been a core that's been together for a while, even though they added Kemba. The Raptors have certainly been a perennial top contender in what used to be LeBron's East. And so I feel like I would almost give the edge to Boston at this point just because you've got a game breaker when it comes down to it.
You've got two true teams, two well-coached teams, two teams that have developed their talent, but then also the talent on Boston's side just is a little bit different. And those hairs, those shades matter. Yesterday, Jason Tatum, 12 for 20 from the field. Granted, it was the Sixers and they weren't defending that well. 8 for 12 from three. Made 8 threes. Kemba had 22. Marcus Smart making every play, still gives you 10 points. Jaylen Brown with 20. And then plus they got boosts off the bench. This is a Boston Celtics team that might quietly, while Dame Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers are making a move and making a run, this is a team quietly that has started playing better basketball in the bubble, even despite losing Gordon Hayward.
Lots to keep an eye on here. We're very excited for this all to get going. The Bucks and the Magic going to tip off at 6 o'clock Eastern. So, in theory, have already tipped off, getting ready to get going in that one. Lakers and Trailblazers at 9 o'clock Eastern. But we mentioned the NBA draft lottery coming up tonight. Some ping pong balls changing hands. So coming up next, we're going to talk to our great Major League Baseball reporter, June Lee, about an article he did on young basketball stars and the influence of social media, and get an update on what to expect from Major League Baseball with the latest on the Mets. It's Chinee Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinee Ngola Jr., the podcast.
It's Chinee Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinee Ogwumike hanging out with you guys. And we're excited to be joined now for a couple of reasons by our next guest. ESPN writer June Lee is with us here. And we want to get to, June did an unbelievable YouTube piece and article that you can see on ESPN.com documenting the effect of Instagram and social media at large on young, very socially popular basketball players. But June also does a tremendous job as a Major League Baseball writer for us. And so it's time for the Progressive MLB Snapshot, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Quoting, home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. June, thanks for joining us, man. We got a spring, you know, breaking news on you that I'm sure you've heard at this point, but two positive tests in the Mets organization, their game tonight and tomorrow, both postponed. What does this do continually now to the confidence surrounding Major League Baseball's ability to finish a season when this is yet another example of positive cases causing postponement?
Well, first off, congratulations to you guys on the first week of the show. That's incredibly exciting for just to see you guys on the air. In terms of kind of the big picture aspect of baseball, you know, we had the Cardinals lose 2 weeks of games and just kind of the enormity of trying to make up so many games in a short amount of time. You know, it's worrying to me that, you know, we obviously are getting the first news today that a player and a staff member have tested positive. The fact that there's already two people makes me kind of worried about the next couple of days, what we're going to see. But it also kind of brings me back to the validation of the concerns that people like Marcus Stroman and Yoenis Cespedes had by opting out of the season a couple weeks ago. I know that there was a decent amount of criticism from Mets fans and baseball fans in general about them opting out, especially heading into free agent years, and the fact that they wouldn't be necessarily fulfilling those contracts. But I feel like, you know, a day like today justifies the concerns and also kind of speaks to the absurdity of everything that's happening. You know, we've seen obviously the outbreaks on the Marlins and the Cardinals, and Major League Baseball has decided to continue to roll through here. I mean, they're deciding that the need to make money with all of this stuff is kind of the foremost concern in all of this. It is going to be driving a lot of these decisions. And so it's not surprising to me that we're kind of seeing Major League Baseball continue to roll through. And I think we're going to continue to roll through unless something kind of even more dramatic happens. But again, I think this kind of speaks to the validation of the concerns of players like Marcus Stroman and Yoenis Cespedes opting out.
June, you mentioned the moneymakers and all this. We know Major League Baseball's postseason is where a lot of that TV money goes. Do you think this pushes us closer to those whispers of a bubble for Major League Baseball's postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to think. I mean, I have to imagine that Major League Baseball has to be considering that extremely, extremely closely at this point. Just given that, you know, there was talk about a bubble potentially even months before the season started. I know there was a lot of talk around Arizona, although I think the weather concerns there and the fact that it would be incredibly hot kind of tampered down those things. But I think it really does make sense, just kind of given the success that we've seen from the NBA and the NHL in terms of the lack of positive tests that we've seen come out of those bubbles. It would make a lot of sense for Major League Baseball to move forward and try to figure out a city, whether that's New York or somewhere in California, although the numbers in California obviously aren't great compared to the East Coast. It would really kind of be prudent, I think, for Major League Baseball as we move forward to really figure out a solution for teams to minimize the amount of travel and just the outside exposure that they have, especially in a postseason where you don't want players going down. You don't want an outbreak happening in the middle of the postseason. I can't even imagine the chaos that would kind of come of, you know, one of those teams undergoing a major outbreak while we're trying to figure out who's going to win the World Series, and there's so many more ad dollars at stake for the sport.
Here with June Lee, ESPN writer, here on Chanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, and Sirius XM channel 80. Now, June, you mentioned bubbles, and one organization, one league that has had bubbles is clearly the NBA, and this is a big day for the NBA with the draft lottery. You have a tremendous piece basically outlining how the game has changed for a lot of these young players that could be impacted by where the ping pong balls sort of lay out. Can you sort of explain how, in your piece, for those who haven't read it yet, what is the difference now for these young men entering the scene that could potentially, you know, their franchises could be determined tonight? What's the difference in technology and social media that you outlined in your piece?
Well, I think the main thing that we're seeing among just young athletes today, even beyond the basketball scene, is that you don't need a Sports Illustrated cover or an ESPN the magazine cover anymore to become famous. You know, that's how a lot of people nationally were introduced to LeBron James way back when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler. But what we're seeing now is that these kids are able to take advantage of viral highlights, whether that's on House of Highlights or Overtime or Ball is Life or Slam. They're able to kind of capitalize on this internet fame and really build out their public profiles. And so one of the things that kind of surprised me throughout the course of reporting this piece was just the number of basketball players who weren't in the ESPN Top 100, who weren't kind of nationally considered, you know, elite tier NBA prospects, people who weren't even necessarily 5 or 4 star prospects, who had hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, and how there's this kind of debate around high school sports where, you know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of hype, but there's not necessarily a lot of people who necessarily back up the substance there, where their ability on the court, you know, you see highlights on Instagram where they're putting up flashy dunks, but when you watch them in a game, you know, you see kids trying too hard. I talked to a lot of high school coaches who talked about the fact that there's a lot of players who try to cross people up or slip out for breakout dunks or If you watch warm-ups in high school games now, you just see kids going for these insane dunks, trying to get viral highlights to kind of boost their online clout. And so I talked to Mac McClung back when he was at Georgetown. Now he's a junior at Texas Tech. But he kind of specifically said, you know, kids could have 30 points or you can get the viral dunk, and the kids want the dunk now. And I think that's kind of the changing paradigm of what's happening in high school sports, and kind of kids trying, kind of getting confused as to what they should be pursuing in order to kind of advance their basketball career.
And it's amazing. We're talking to ESPN writer June Lee on the show, Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas, gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear testing using SAE 5W30. And June, it sounds like in reading your article, there's been a tangible effect on the quality of the product on the court. I'm wondering, has that effect been helped? Has this created a difficulty in recruiting and scouting these kinds of players because of this?
Well, I think there's definitely there's a level of at least online speculation. You see kind of lots of – there's these accounts called Tipton accounts who will Photoshop these high school kids into a variety of college uniforms, even NBA uniforms, and talk about and speculate on their futures. And so you start to see this gap between college coaches and college evaluators and how good kids actually are. You know, I think there's a certain number of kids who maybe weren't ever going to get kind of enormous fame, but getting some level of clout kind of helps them get on the radar of some college coaches. You know, someone like Mac McClung is from rural Virginia, a town of 2,000 people. He didn't really have a lot of college coaches coming out. He's a three-star prospect. And he was able to kind of leverage this online attention to kind of go from the small town in Virginia to Georgetown and now Texas Tech. And so there's a certain percentage of kids who want to do something like that necessarily, you know, not necessarily get to the NBA or have these multimillion dollar lucrative endorsement deals, but who just want the attention of scouts, and they think that viral highlights is the way to get there, whereas someone like Mac McClung was able to combine the highlights and kind of fundamental play on the basketball court. But there's also a lot of kids who are just kind of, you know, trying to cross people over and not look embarrassed on the court. I talked to a high school coach who talked about, you know, some of his players in big games asking out of high school games against teams like Sierra Canyon because they didn't want to get embarrassed on Instagram. That's a real thing that's happening in amateur basketball now.
Oh, no.
And that's fundamentally going to affect the mindset of a lot of these kids on the basketball court.
Oh, wow. No. I think the other way would happen, where you'd want to ball out in front of, you know, LeBron James and sort of put a name on it. But I have a question. You know, we're talking about the hype, and we're a product of this fan follower culture, right? Is there anyone that is really deserving of the hype that you've seen going to these games in high school gyms, and even potentially a player that could be impactful as we see in the lottery today?
Well, I think I'm very fascinated to see what happens with Jalen Green. Jalen is incredibly famous among young basketball player, young basketball fans. He's got over 1 million followers, and I think LaMelo Ball is kind of the embodiment of this hype versus substance thing. I think, you know, dating back to him hitting that half-court shot as a 14-year-old, as a freshman at Chino Hills, there's been this enormous, you know, hype and attention monster around the Ball family. And we're going to see, obviously, as we move forward, whether or not LaMelo kind of lives up to that hype. But I think for a long time, there was a lot of discussion about why LaMelo was getting this much hype. And it wasn't until he got to Australia, kind of away from the hoopla and the reality show of Los Angeles, where he started to put it together and, you know, has become a consensus top five NBA, someone who a lot of people think is going to get drafted in the top five in this upcoming NBA draft. You know, someone like him, I think, is very much someone who embodies this kind of hype versus substance debate that's going on. And then I think Bronny James is honestly someone who I think is going to be interesting to watch moving forward, because Bronny is the most famous high school athlete in the country, has had so much attention for a variety of reasons for a very long time. But I remember seeing Bronny highlights from when he was like 12, 13 years old on the AAU circuit. And as much as LeBron had all this attention as a high schooler, he was playing games on ESPN when he was a junior in high school. You know, we've all been watching Bronny since he was literally a little kid and been speculating about his future. And so I think someone like him is going to be very interesting to watch. And then just kind of in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, the comparison that I heard from Shareef O'Neal and a lot of other kids, that they view these kids like Disney Channel stars of like the 1990s, and the amount of attention and speculation around their futures. And some people are going to be able to handle that from a mental health perspective, and some people aren't going to be. And so, you know, we've seen high school, you know, prep to pro busts like Sebastian Telfair and Robert Swift in the past. And so I'm very curious to see kind of how we're going to see kind of the diverging paths of a lot of these high school kids as we move forward.
Incredible stuff. You can check it out on ESPN.com. Instagram is the new mixtape for high school hoops. June Lee, our ESPN writer for both this and Major League Baseball. June, we appreciate the time,
thanks,
man.
June.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
It's really incredible stuff. There's a great YouTube piece to go along with it. Be sure to check it out. But coming up next, we don't have the dreaded must-win game just yet, but we got a just-win for a couple of teams, and we'll get to them after this. It's Chet Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chet Angola Jr., the podcast.
Oh!
When's he getting out, man? We'll figure that out at another point in time.
Wait, I need you to say that once again.
Yeah, no. We'll move away from that one. It's Chinea Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., Chinea Agumake here. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests join us on the show. Penn's Oil Performance Line. Lots to get looking ahead to. Milwaukee's up about 8 on Orlando right now. This is game 2 of their series. Want to look at the Lakers and what they're facing tonight and what we all believe is a much tougher task with the Portland Trailblazers. But speaking of the Shell Penn's Oil Performance Line, we just had June Leon with us, our ESPN writer, covers Major League Baseball for us, but he was talking about young prospects in basketball right now, being Instagram famous, having their highlights all over the place, and the clout and fame that comes with that for these players. But, Chinea, you reacted to something, and it was wild. He said he talked to high school coaches who legit had players asking out of games because they didn't want to get crossed up by these dudes from Sierra Canyon and Chino Hills and all these other schools and get put on blast on Instagram. Like, that, what an insane notion created by all of this.
Look, you don't want to go viral. That's the thing, because once you go viral, it's sort of like something that stuck with you for a long time, and that's the new nature of which these young men are sort of going up against. But come on. To sit out, that's like antithetical to the point of being an athlete. Like, you want to rise up to the challenge, but I don't blame them because they're like, you know what, y'all can have this one.
Well, now it's different because, like, I can very much empathize. Like, I remember my last year at Notre Dame, I was getting ready, we were playing Pitt, and Aaron Donald, who now is the best defensive player in football, was then still was draft eligible at Pitt that year. And I remember going into that game, like, all right, man, like, we're going to try and do a lot here. Let's not end up on his draft day highlight, because I have watched that happen to dudes where they're showing that all through the draft, and you get embarrassed. But it's a little different for these kids now, and it's certainly a lot different.
Wait, what happened in that matchup?
Well, what happened in that matchup is I didn't make it onto his draft day highlight.
That's good. So foremost. I told myself that when I was in the WNBA. When I first got there, I was like, all right, don't mess up. The first game was going up against Diana Taurasi. Ooh. And everyone's like, be careful. Like, she can cross you up and all that type of stuff. And I went in there extra pumped. And so I went and set a screen on her. And people always say, be careful.
Who is that?
The voice of God.
Who is the voice of God?
This is like my scary Diana Taurasi memory. But I went in there. And I set a screen on her, and everyone's like, beware, like, she hits through the screens. And so I was like, okay, let me get myself ready. So I go down there running, like, hit her with a hard screen. And she, like, looks at me, like, all crazy. And I was like, oh, gosh, I've just unleashed the beast. We go to the free throw line, and she sort of passed me on the back. She's like, welcome to the league. I was like, yeah. She's like, I like that. Now, next game, I was feeling myself going up against Tamika Catchings. And since I was feeling myself because I got a pat on the back from Diana Taurasi, guess what? Catch crossed me up. I fell to the ground. The longest 3 seconds of my life was seeing Tamika catching shot go up, me laying down like flat like a pancake and watching the ball and just the whole time saying, like, please don't go in. And it didn't go in. And to this day, you know, I'm just very grateful for that. But, yeah.
It's the last thing on earth you want to happen
so I understand.
In that moment. Yeah, listen.
But I would have never taken myself out of that game. Like, that would have been me saying, like, oh, Catch is going to cross me up. Coach, I don't want to play today. Like, come on.
Hit him with one of these real quick. I need a sub right now.
I'm going to need a sub.
But that's the different dangerous part of what happens when all this happens on the internet, because we know that can be a particularly toxic place at times. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial is a proud to partner with small business experts at SCORE. Access free online resources through SCORE Small Business Resilience Hub at score.org. It's Chinea Agumake and Mike Golick Jr. here. It's Chinea and Golick Jr. And looking ahead tonight to no one who's going to be bowing out of this game, we got the Lakers going up against the Blazers tonight. And I think we talked about this with Perk before, Chinea. And as soon as he mentioned it, I realized, oh, yeah, we have seen this before. Game ones do tend to be probing games. It's like that boxer jabbing for LeBron James. I'm expecting them to come out and get a dub tonight. Do you have any reason to believe that we could be staring at a 2-0 Lakers hole, 0-2 Lakers hole tonight?
I think they're probing games for LeBron James. They can't be probing games for his teammates. His teammates need to go out there guns blazing, and that's the opposite of what happened. 5 for 32 from 3. So now it's sort of like, okay, I don't want to be that person that they point to, like a KCP or, you know, I don't want to say names because he's a friend of the show, but I don't want to be the person that they point to and say, you're the reason. Look, LeBron is giving us 23, 17, and 16. AD, you had 20-something, but it was on 8 for 24, but still you at least hit the 20s. And you don't want to be the next person they point to. So I'm thinking the Lakers come out there, you know, recharged. And the thing is, basketball is all about seeing one shot go in.
Yep.
They didn't. And so it got heavier and heavier. And your shot, instead of being natural, started becoming more technical. And that's why they continue to miss. If I'm their coach, I'm Frank Vogel, I'm like, no game plan. Shoot. Just shoot. Shoot. That's all we're going to do in practice. Take the pressure off. And we're seeing this with the Bucks, you know, being up. I guess you said it was early versus the Magic. I think these teams are going to, you know, go harder, especially the second time around, because they don't want to prove like that, you know, being a top seed.
Oh, there's
they're
a lot
leaving
of,
too much to be desired.
There's, I'm going to say, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that, certainly, but the people involved in this are used to that, they know that, and they expect that. So I'm with you. Big game from Danny Green, friend of the show here, so we're expecting him to just shoot, and that's what everyone has said. You need those shooters like that to just go out there and let it fly, and we'll see if he can do just that. So it's not a must win, and we've said this around the show for either
like
of these
this.
Teams. It's the just win. Just go out
not
there,
must win,
let it fly, win. Get it done, and just win. Just
but it's harder
win.
When you're going up against the Blazers and Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
so.
Just a little bit tougher in that.
Just
a lot of energy coming from Dame Lillard and those Blazers. We're going to keep that same energy coming up next. Close out the show the way we always do. It's Chinay Ngolog Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Chinay Ngolog Jr., the podcast.
What did you want to say?
you remember back in the day, like, because obviously, like, you get to the part in this song where it's like, it's your hum and yip and flam, and I always thought it was just gibberish. And then you go look it up, and then you realize it's actually said
it's
backwards.
Actually words. It's your flam, it's your flam,
Incredible breakdowns of Missy Elliott lyrics here on Chinay Ngolog Jr.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Now flip it in reverse.
Energy, y'all. That's what we're here for.
Straight energy all the time. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the show, Penzo Performance Line, and Chinay Ngolog Jr. In addition to reminding you to keep that same energy, or reminding you to check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa, play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at Home is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz vans are ready for anything. And Chinay, before we get to keeping that same energy, you and I both had the exact same response to what the Rockets did. The Rockets, in a win today to go up 2-0 over the Oklahoma City Thunders, took 56 threes, just launching from distance with no regard, with no real great game from any one player.
56 times 3 equals 168. And they had 91, you know, shots at the basket. So that is, you know, in Texas, everything's bigger and better, right?
Man, speaking of, we have a potential for a guest tomorrow that I am very excited about.
Before
we get to that energy.
Don't tell them. Are you going to tell them?
No.
Okay.
No. We're going to long tease, like a day-long tease.
24-hour tease.
24-hour tease, so you better come back tomorrow, 4 to 7 Eastern, yet again. In the meantime, though, we're going to allow you to feed on that same energy going into the rest of the day.
Let's go.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keep
that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chinay Ngolog Jr.
The Mavs now. Mm. The Mavs with the signature win versus the Clippers last night. So, of course, they need to keep that same energy, especially Boban Marjanovic. Fan favorite. He had, you know, in the game, he went 6 for 8, 13 points in 10 minutes. But our biggest win was his post-game interview. And he said there, and it's my first time here getting interviewed with the guys on TNT. I'm nervous and I'm scared because my headphones don't fit on my ears and my head, he said to start the interview. So if I break it, I'll buy you guys a new one. Gotta love that guy. His new nickname, according to Shaq, is Urang. Nah, but really, you really gotta love Boban.
It's incredible. And not only did he do the Urang impression on air with Shaq and those guys, but he also, now, I tried to do this before the show. He made the heart with his arms, and I can't, shout out to like how big and strong my chest is. I can't touch my elbows together to do that. You can't. Apparently, I don't have the wingspan.
I can do it.
I can do it, but
I'm just concerned that my elbows are ashy, but here you go.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. It's like two swans. going
That's
got
to be a heart. That's got to be good, right?
For anyone watching on ESPN News, Chiney successfully pulled it off, and I cannot. Yet another athletic feat that she is better
Add it to
than
the list.
I add it to the ever-growing
What's got you energized?
What's got me energized is this ridiculous notion from Florida State University. The Seminole Boosters and the Florida State Athletic Department released guidelines today to allow Seminole Booster donors to tailgate at Seminole football games in 2020.
What?
Quote, "We are glad to be able to offer tailgating to our fans for the 2020 home football season, and we realize that it's important as part of our game day experience for many ticket holders," said FSU Director of Athletics David Coburn. "In order to promote a safe environment, Chiney, here is what Florida State thinks that their fans are realistically going to do. In the state of Florida, during a global pandemic, all parking lots will be open 3 hours prior to kickoff this season. Patrons will be limited to individual tailgates at their own spaces," because that's going to happen. "All attendees are asked to maintain the 6-foot social distancing standard between individuals outside of family and friends, as well as between tailgate areas, and all patrons are encouraged to wear face masks when traveling through the parking lot, as well as socializing." Based on the videos we have seen from Florida, I have very low confidence that any of this happens. Like, how do they think this is real? So keep that same energy, Florida State, when this all goes horrifically wrong in your tailgate parking lot sometime soon.
With all due respect, what's going on, Florida? Why is it always Florida?
Always.
Why is it always Florida? Shout out to my sister in the bubble in Florida and the NBA and the WNBA in the bubble, Florida, and it's working well, but... It's like if you have to pick one state.
Tailgating? Like, you know what? At the very least, there was an alligator-related golf headline that took place in Louisiana and not Florida, so they got the break on that one. Chiney, why don't you bring us home with something a little
Wait,
more wholesome?
Wait, now you gotta tell me about that once I tell you about this. Okay. A couple of things.
Bonus.
Scratching a mosquito bite, getting a massage, both things that hurt so good, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, I have another one to add to the list. Jalen Hurts is so good. From Bama and Oklahoma to now the Eagles, Jalen Hurts has amassed a number of fans, including a young boy named Alexander who chose for this school year to rock a custom blue backpack with Jalen Hurts' name on it. Now, Jalen saw this and returned the favor by getting his own custom blue backpack with Alexander's name on it and adding to the social media post, hashtag twins. I'm not crying. You're Aww. Crying. That was so cute.
That is like the most Jalen Hurts thing. I met him. They have a dinner for all the Heisman Trophy finalists the night before the event. So Jalen was there with Chase Young, Justin Fields, and obviously the eventual winner, Joe Burrow. That dude rolls in there so presidential. He's got the turtleneck sweater underneath the blazer. Like,
Ooh.
That guy can do no wrong in so many books. He's going to fit right in Philadelphia there with guys like Cliff running the
board. So you're going to tell me about
here.
This gator and golf or whatever that was?
So, all right, yeah, we got a little bonus. Keep that same energy right now. Lane Rodriguez told TMZ that he was playing with his friends at Idlewild Golf Course in Paterson, Louisiana on Monday when an alligator walked right up on the course and snatched his golf ball. They got a video of it. It's literally like in Happy Gilmore when they walk up and the ball's just sitting there on the alligator's tongue. They jokingly threw out the Happy Gilmore quote, "Play it as it lies" in this situation. I am just glad that nobody ended up actually getting Chubbs Peterson and getting their hand bit off in this one.
I have a horrible question out of this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Chiney, don't. Don't ask the question. I know what's coming.
So if an alligator swallows the golf ball, like, it, does he just spit it out or like?
You know where it goes. I can, like, we only got like a minute left. I can't do full alligator anatomy for you here. You know where it goes, right? Like,
not really. I don't study gators that much. I've only had it for dinner as a delicacy.
You don't
know,
think,
back in
like,
the South.
You know gators poo.
Okay.
Like, am I breaking news, or do we need the breaking news?
No, I assume they did, but I just needed to know this confirmed. Questions that need answers, I've never...
Breaking news here to Chiney and Golic Jr., alligators poop. You know what? Actually, I shouldn't even say that. Like, what if...
But, like, you don't see it, though. Is it in the water?
Am I going to ask a question? Do alligators poop? Like, am I just assuming this?
But, like, but you don't see it. Like, usually you see animals and you see the droplets, right?
So that maybe is I just true. But like, they live in water. Like, maybe they poop.
So
only
it's,
in
that's
the water.
What I'm wondering. Like, is it a underwater process?
All right, we're gonna have to research this. Devin, Cliff, Shannon, we're gonna get on top of this tomorrow, 4 p.m. No, Eastern.
We can't.
1
p.m. We can't.
We're leading the show. We're leading
you're
the
right,
show.
You're right. We have questions that need answers.
Because, like, I don't care what happens with Giannis. I don't care what happens with LeBron. We're figuring out.
And hopefully we'll get to talk teams that we're not normally talking about, too. That was something that hopefully we get to address next show as well.
That is true. All
teams
right.
that get no love.
Coming up tomorrow on Chené and Golic Jr., our list of teams that nobody is talking about perennially, and the answer to the question we all need to know now, do alligators poop? It's all coming up tomorrow on ESPN
Sorry,
Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chené and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.